Hello.
Hi, Paulina.
Hi, how are you?
It's Mimi Medina with Local Splash. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I was able to speak to Enrique, and he agreed with the $299 monthly. And,
okay.
Yes, so I have his information here, his card information.
Okay. Is there going to be a time when he'll be available for me to also do the voice verification with him? Because I'm going to do it with you, but because we're using his card, it's also going to have to be done with him. So when you and I can get it set up, and then I can schedule a time to call him back later, too, you know?
Oh, okay. What's the latest that you're able to call?
Well, you let me know what time works for you, and then I can call him back.
For him, let me see. I think it would be better to call around 6:30, if that's okay.
Yeah, I can try at 6:30, absolutely. So in the meantime, you and I are going to start setting up the account, okay?
Okay.
Now the account, because I had originally, when he gave me a number, it was your mom's number. So it's set up under her phone number, but what is the number that he wants for the business?
Oh, okay, so let me give you that phone number. It's going to be, I have it here. Let me go back and check. Okay, so it's going to be 954.
Uh huh.
601.
Okay.
7405.
Okay. So 954-601-7405, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So let me list that number for the business.
Okay.
Okay. And then the best number for us to reach him on is the 786-355-0182, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, are you going to be the one in charge of his account? Is that how he wants us to set it up? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have your number is the 954-716-1558, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, do we list him as the primary and then you're also the secondary on the account, like the account?
Yeah, I think I would prefer doing that.
Okay. Just because, I mean, so this way, like, if for any reason, let's say we couldn't get in touch with him, we can call you, like, hey, Paulina, we need an update on this. Can you get this to us? And then, you know, so this way you're involved. Okay.
Yes, I would prefer that, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, all right. And then the name on the card, is it just Enrique Moreno?
On which
card? On the card that you're going to use for the payment.
Yes. Let me see, because he just sent me the picture of his card.
Okay.
It should be Enrique Moreno. Yes, Enrique. Well, actually, you know what? It's under my mom's name, because he's the second authorized. But it's
here I can do, and I'm sure your mom's aware of it, right?
Yes, she's aware.
Okay.
They're both on the account, but it's under his name.
It's under her name. Perfect. So what we're going to do is we're creating the account under her name, but you and Enrique are the primary contacts when it's regarding the account, but your mom's also going to be notated on it too.
Okay, perfect.
I actually can do the voice verification with her.
Okay, yeah, that would actually be much easier, yes. Okay,
I think it'd be better with her. Okay, I'll do it with you, and then I can call her afterwards and then do the voice verification with her just so that she's aware, okay?
Okay, perfect, yes, perfect.
Okay, so give me the first and last name on the card or how it reads.
Yes, it's Gualdina, G, that's the first name, G-U-A-L,
V
as in dog, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, and A as in apple. And the last name is two last names, so it would be Paz, P-A-Z.
Uh-huh.
And second last name is Leiva, L-E-I-V as in violet, and A as in apple.
Okay. Well, Lina is G-U-A-L-D-I-N-A, right?
Correct.
and then Faz, P-A-Z, and then Leiva, L-E-I, V as in Victor, A. Okay, perfect.
Correct.
All right, awesome. And then the email I have is atwaterpressure@gmail.com.
Correct.
And the company name is Atwater Pressure Cleaning. Is that how you guys want it to read? Okay.
Yes.
And then the address for the business, is it 3227 Coral Ridge Drive?
Yes. So, yeah. So, I mean, it would be okay to put our address, correct?
Well, what is the address that's associated with the company?
So,
it won't show anywhere on Google.
Oh, okay.
We hide it. We just need to know, like, what address is associated with the business. So when we're getting him verified on Google, the address would be hidden.
Okay, yeah. So it'll be 3227 Coral Ridge Drive.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's where they live, right? Because we want to hide the address for that specific reason. So the only time the address would show is if it was a storefront that people come and buy products. He goes to do the work over there, right? So that's why we hide the address. Now, is that Coral Springs?
Yes, Coral Springs.
Okay. 33065?
Correct.
Okay. So let me just update that there. Is that also the billing address for the card as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then, Paulina, is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Oh, I hear the little one. Aww. How cute. How old?
He is turning 4 in May.
May what?
May 8th.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the 10th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my birthday is May 10th. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let me go here. Okay. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And the card number whenever you are ready.
Yeah, so the card number is 4482 3301.
Okay.
Yeah.
9322-3930.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4482 3301-9322-3930, right?
Correct. Yes. Correct.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
It expires, oh, man, I can't even see. The year is 28 and the month is, what is that, 03. Yeah, I'm going to guess that's the third. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You said of 28, and then do you see the CVV code on the back?
Yes, the CVV is... Oh, actually, oh, man, it looks erased. Okay, 030.
030. Okay.
Yes.
Now, when I had last spoken with him, I asked him what was his security question, right, that he wanted to set, because he could either choose that it's his mother's maiden name, the city that he was born in, or his first pet's name. I had it as the city that he was born in, Barina.
Yes. Venezuela, Barina, yeah.
Okay. So the reason that I say that, excuse me, is because anytime, like whenever we call you, right, if you get a call saying that they're local splash, but you're not sure if it's actually us calling, just ask, what's my security question? And if that person hangs up on you, it wasn't us calling. If they tell you, oh, you don't need the security question, then you hang up on them. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So if ever, like, you say, well, what's our security question? We would tell you Barina, the city he was born in.
Oh,
and then
okay,
you'd
perfect.
Be like, okay. So that way you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, it is that. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now,
good. Okay.
Just to also notate on here, because I haven't charged the card yet, because I want to do some settings on here. Okay.
Okay.
So let's do this. We are going to put Enrique Moreno. Let me copy his phone number real quick, because I'm going to put on here the notes. So we're putting Enrique is primary owner.
Okay.
Let me just put this here, because I'm going to put it so that way they know who is who.
Okay.
Enrique Moreno. Okay, and then his phone number here, and then I'm going to put primary on the account.
Okay.
Okay, mark his phone number there. Okay, now, I'm putting you as manager daughter, just so okay. that they know.
yes.
Manager slash daughter.
Okay, perfect.
They're not going to ask you for your birth certificate to make sure you're his daughter.
Okay.
Paulina, what's your last name?
Portillo. P-O-R.
No way.
I. Yes.
Are you serious? That
yes.
is my mom's maiden name.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That is not a common last name. Portillo.
What the heck? No, yeah. You know what's crazy? It, for me to hear that name, well, Portillo, I've only heard of maybe the restaurant Portillo. That's about it. I haven't heard anybody else with the last name. Maybe like one person.
My grandpa was from Chihuahua, Mexico. And that
oh,
was
from Honduras.
Interesting,
wow.
right? Isn't
yes,
that interesting?
Very, I've never,
yeah,
I've
and
heard.
We don't, the only other Portillos that we know and they're not related to us, they're from actually it's a place in Mexico. It's called, El Valle de Guadalupe. It's in between Ensenada and Tecate in Mexico, but
yeah.
it's kind of near the California border, right? And they're
oh,
last
okay, okay,
Portillos.
Okay.
But my grandfather knew them, but they weren't related to us. So his dad died when he was like 3 days old. So we don't know any of the family that would have had that last name. But isn't that interesting?
That's weird.
I was like, so when you said Portillo, I was like, what?
Well, what's crazy is that my dad, so that's, I actually think that that's his, yeah, it's my grandma's last name, but
uh-huh.
he never ever met his dad either. Never.
Interesting.
Never met him, never, I mean, he was born and never even heard of him. He was never around. Like, it's so weird. That's so crazy.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. I was like, what? Oh my gosh, no it's not. Are you sure? No. But yeah, that's,
yeah.
Wow. We
very,
tell my mom, hey,
time.
I met someone whose last name is Portillo, but they're from Honduras. What a trip though, right?
Yes, very big trip.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let me put your mom on here too and her phone number. So this way I'm going to put that your mom is also authorized to make changes because like let's say he had her call for whatever reason. I want to
yeah.
make sure that she's also noted on the account. So,
oh, yeah, of course. Okay, that sounds really
okay.
good, actually.
I'm going to put she made payment and authorized
okay.
to make changes. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I mean, they won't call her, you know what I mean, but it's just so that way, you know, at least
yeah,
they know that she's on the account. Or else
okay.
if I don't notate her, then they're like, oh, well, we need, you know, and I would just rather, no, we're just
yeah.
notating everything. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so... I'm going to actually walk you through the voice verification recording. I will walk your mom through it as well. Just let me know what's going to be the best time for me to call her to do that with her on the
okay.
phone.
Okay,
but the reason that I'm doing it with you is because I believe it's very important that you have a clear and firm understanding of the conditions. Now, this isn't a contract, okay? But
okay.
we ask you guys, we call it a compromiso verbal de tres meses, right? To stick it
okay,
out with
okay.
us for 3 months.
Okay.
It's going to be an
okay.
automatic monthly charge, $299,
mm-hmm.
and it
yes.
stays at that price even if he was with us for 6 years. That price
okay.
will not change.
Okay.
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 When I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me, Paulina, just say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So that way we can go back and review it, and then I'll rephrase it for you. I just
okay.
want to make sure
mm-hmm.
that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
That's perfect.
All right, perfect. So let me turn on the recording, and it reads
okay.
like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of the business.
Atwater Pressure.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Paulina Portillo, and the title, what would be the title?
Manager, you know, daughter.
Yeah, daughter, manager, administrating.
Administrative, got it. Okay.
Yes.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Paulina, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign, both you and Enrique. Okay? Now,
okay.
As a result, or actually let me go back to here. What we're basically telling you is keep the open communication with us. Like if we call you need something, communicate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. Okay, yes.
So I ask, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Now, we're going to call you whenever we call. It's going to be from the 877 number when our team, our customer service team, calls you. I want you to write this number down because I also want you to save it in your contacts, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Under
okay.
Local Splash. So that
okay.
number, when you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
877.
Mm-hmm.
635-6225.
Okay. Local
okay.
Splash.
Save
okay.
that number in your phone so this way you
mm-hmm.
never lose our phone number. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now always allow for Local Splash to return all calls within 24 hours. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. And
okay.
I've provided you that security question, right? Because,
yes.
like I mentioned, if for any reason you get a call and you're
mm-hmm.
not sure if it's really us, just ask, what's the security question? We'll tell you if it's us, Barina. If they don't give you the security
Barina.
Question or they hang up on you, then you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, an example, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, which basically Yelp is, they do advertising for their specific directory listing. If you do
mm-hmm.
receive these calls and you happen to be interested in trying it out, Paulina, let me know first because I can get you guys a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I agree.
And just so you know, we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just saying that before you guys do, let us know first so that we can make sure it's not a service that we're already including. We just don't want you guys to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that we receive, that Local Splash receives, okay, the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include business license or registration or the LLC paperwork,
mm-hmm.
proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Verification. We ask kindly that these documents be submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame could result in delays or suspension of the account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Now, I'll send you a list, and a lot of those mm-hmm. items you guys might not have. You just send us pictures of the ones that you do have, okay? And I'll
okay.
go over that with
okay.
you as well.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 18th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This
okay.
is a 3-month verbal agreement. Mm-hmm. So what that means, okay, is that your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $299. So okay. It's a monthly recurring payment, just every month.
Yes.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Again, that number is the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Paulina,
okay.
Make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If you cancel within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee that will apply. If you cancel
okay.
after the 90 days, no termination fee, okay?
Okay.
Now, to prevent those charges for the next month of service, we ask that you contact our client support team at least 3 business days before that bill is due so that you
mm-hmm.
do not incur the charge.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand and agree.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to update the package and process the payment. Now, we have a team of agents that are Spanish, bilingual, and English
mm-hmm.
only.
Okay.
How do you want me to notate the account? Do you want me to put that it's a Spanish account so that whenever our agents need to reach out, we make sure that it's a Spanish agent? I know your English is perfect.
Yes.
Or should I mark it as bilingual and specify that Enrique and your mom speak Spanish and you speak both?
I think bilingual would be better only because,
okay.
I speak Spanish well, I understand it, but sometimes things are a little hard for me to like fully comprehend.
Oh, but you're like me, girl. A veces como la pocha. I tell them I speak.
So I'm like, it's not that I don't want to speak Spanish. The explaining part, I prefer English, but
yes.
I'll speak it, you know, so bilingual would be
yeah.
perfect or just
okay,
knowing that
perfect.
Now.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put bilingual, but I will
okay,
specify, like, on the preferred contacts, I'm going to put you English, bilingual. I'm going to put as far as, like, so, like, whenever, like, let's say our agent has to call you, it can be someone in English, too, right? But when it comes
yes.
to talking to either your mom or talking to Enrique, I'm going to have them listed as Spanish, okay?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, man, no worries. So let me, I'm going to process the payment. Do you have access to his email as well?
Only the at water pressure cleaning. Well,
okay, perfect.
Because
you're
going to
get the receipt sent there. We send the receipt there and we also send it in a text message.
Okay.
Okay. I believe we have the CVV code is wrong because it came back mm-hmm. declined CVV sale.
Okay. Let me go back.
The CVV code is wrong. And maybe let's double check the, I have March of 2028 is the expiration date. And the CVV code, we put 030.
Yeah, let me see. Let me go back. I'll put it more angel. Let's
no.
see. No. All the numbers are like, the CVV is scribbled out, so let me find another picture of it that my mom sent me,
okay.
actually.
You're like, let me get my mom's picture.
Yeah, let me
okay,
see
so then your mom, so is your mom aware that he's moving forward with this? I know when I had talked
oh,
to
yeah.
her, she was like, oh, call him. Okay. I just
yeah, yeah,
sure.
She's very aware.
Que no sale después. Estos andan cobrando mi tarjeta and they didn't even tell me.
Yeah. Let me see. I even have that picture. I'm really hoping that I do because she sent it to me so many times. Let me see.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to your iPhone, this is how I found. I was looking for a picture that someone had for me too, and I couldn't find it, and then I found it. What
I'm typing
is,
it
I
on
don't
the
know
search
if you did
bar.
I don't know if you did the update,
yeah.
but what you do is go to your mom's messages, right? And then
yes.
you know how you'll see her profile picture on the messages at the top?
Yes.
If you click on it, it'll show like for example, I'm looking at my daughter. So I see her like where I could call, I could do FaceTime, info, backgrounds, photos, links. So you would just hover over the photos and you click on it and it'll show whatever pictures that person has sent you via text.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if... I can find it through there.
I've never even met someone.
Yeah, because she sends it through WhatsApp, so I'm like, it has to be here. It has to be here.
I know a lot of people that use the WhatsApp. Is that more for, like, international calls?
Yeah, it's more for international. Like, that's how my mom contacts my uncles in Honduras. And it's just, like that. Yeah.
Is it cheaper that way?
Yeah, because they don't pay anything at all. Like, usually I remember she would use, the prepago, the tarjetas de prepago or something like
that. Yeah, like the prepaid cards. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the prepaid cards. So she would usually use that, but not anymore. Now they have Wi-Fi in the house, so they just download the app.
So it's like the WhatsApp app, like that app is almost like as if you were doing like a video call through Facebook, right?
Yes. Similar to that.
So it doesn't cost you anything as long as you have Wi-Fi. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's much easier for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know why I can't find it. Let's see. I know that I have it on my phone. I just don't.
It's okay. Take your time while you're looking for it. That's okay.
I don't see if I have a text from my phone. Well, I'm actually texting Enrique, like, can he confirm the numbers in the back?
You're like, listen, the card you gave me.
Yeah, he said that it's 030. Maybe I got the month ago?
Maybe?
Yeah, okay. I think it's 8, actually, because I'm zooming in.
Okay, I'm going to switch it to August. I'm going to try it.
Zero,
and let's see if that works.
Okay,
let's try it. You know what? That might have been it. Hold on.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Because it's thinking, and I'm wondering if that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
It's like you're giving us an expiration, a card number with a CVV code that doesn't work, and you're like, no, that's the number.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's going to be it. Yep, it went through. You're good.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I was wrong.
You know, it told me CVV, but if we have the expiration date wrong, it could say the CVV is wrong, right? Because it wouldn't match.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. So we got that done. Okay.
Okay.
So the next order of business, okay, we're going to do some notes for my technician, but I need to schedule a client interview and onboarding. Now, this appointment is the most important appointment because they're going to talk to you, and I don't know if you want to be the one to do it or if it's going to be Enrique, but basically, they're going to go over the notes you and I went over. They're going to talk about the website, where to send the pictures, the Facebook ads. They're going to go over more in detail. So,
okay.
Who's going to do that appointment? Is it going to be you or is it going to be Enrique?
I'm trying to think because he wants me to handle everything, and I don't mind doing it.
Okay.
Because I know that he works at a certain time and, you know.
So what I would say is let's schedule it as if it's you that's going to do it. You talk
to him. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Talk to him tonight and just say, look, yo tengo la entrevista mañana, or whatever date we're going to select for the interview.
Yes.
The interview, it takes about 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, Paulina. It just depends on how many questions and details you have, right? Let me tell you what's on the calendar first. So let's schedule the appointment so we can see what we have. So I have an appointment. The next appointment is going to be Friday, this Friday. The time that I give you is going to be your time zone, okay?
Okay.
I have an appointment, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 5 to 6. What time do you want?
Let's do 5 to 6.
5 to 6, perfect. Okay. Now, the invite's going to be in your mom's name, okay, because it's her name on the account because it was her card that was used for the payment. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number. I need you to make sure, because we're going to call your phone. You make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, mm-hmm. let's say that we call you, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're in the middle of something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just pick up the call and say, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. I don't
okay.
want you to miss this appointment, okay?
Okay, okay.
And in
no
fact,
problem.
A reminder is going to be sent an hour before the interview just to let you know that it is coming up in the next hour, okay?
Okay, okay, that's perfect.
All right, give me 1 second, and I'm going to put on here, please call Paulina Portillo at, let me copy this here so that way they know what number to call on.
Yes.
And I'm going to put, she speaks English. So that's the email.
Yes.
Okay. And then let me copy the email here so I can send that there. And I'm glad that you have access to his email so that way you can see everything
yeah.
too. And I would say because a lot of times we're going to correspond with you guys through email, so you want to make sure you're checking emails too. Okay?
Okay. Okay, perfect.
So let me send you this. And Nadina, please call Paulina. She speaks English. Okay. And send. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Now, just if I'll need like probably 7 more minutes and then we'll be all done. Okay.
Okay.
Now, let's go over some notes. This is going to be for my technicians so that way they know where to start from. So let me go
okay.
here.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so is he licensed and insured, or does he have the LLC or anything like that? Do you know?
So no, he does have an LLC, but I'm not too sure what the number is. He only sent me
okay.
his EIN number, but when
okay.
he comes home, I'll ask him for that information.
I'm going to put has LLC and EIN. Do you know if he has insurance? I'm just notating it.
Insurance? No. That I'm not. I honestly, I don't think that he does have the insurance.
Okay. And then he does pressure washing. What else do you want me to notate on here?
Pressure cleaning, and let me see what I have here. Okay, pressure cleaning, roof cleaning, house exterior washing,
mm-hmm.
Fence and deck cleaning. Patio and pool cleaning.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then I guess this is a part of the pressure cleaning, mold, mildew, and dirt removal, and commercial and residential pressure washing.
Mold,
and
mildew,
and dirt removal.
And dirt removal. Okay.
Yes.
And then let me put residential and commercial. Pressure
yes,
washing.
Yes, and then, yes, and also driveway and sidewalk pressure cleaning.
Driveway and sidewalk?
Yes, driveway and sidewalk, yeah.
Okay, pressure cleaning. Good. Okay. What are his hours of operation?
So they would be from 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday or Saturday?
Well, she currently works Monday through Sunday, so Monday through
okay.
Sunday.
8 to 6, okay.
Yes.
No para.
No para. No, yeah.
You got to keep working, right? Do you know how far he's targeting right now for new customers? I'm trying to look back at my notes, what I might have had with him before.
I know that he actually asked me yesterday, what's the furthest that you guys can put?
50 miles. Do you want me to put
50?
If
yeah, we'll just put 50 miles.
Down, like, if you got to change it, then just mm-hmm. let us know. But 50 miles is the furthest, so I'm going to put 50 miles.
Okay,
and then
perfect,
when
yeah.
we communicate with you guys, because, Paulina, I think, like, the majority of the time, you're going to be the one handling this.
Yes.
Do
yes.
you prefer we call you, text you, email, phone, and text? Like, what do you prefer?
I would actually prefer text. That would be a little,
okay.
a little bit easier for me, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put text and phone. And then, now what we're going to do, so you know how he has a new number, right?
Yes.
So to prevent from him getting so much spam calls, and this is also going to be the way that you guys can track the calls that he's getting from our program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to the phone number that you gave me for the business. And in fact, there's even an app that you can download from the App Store, and this is how you're going to be able to track where those calls are coming from, if they're actual calls from our program. And it's also a way for you to even, like, let's say if a spam call came in, you can block it. Okay?
Okay.
So let me notate that here. Now, have you created him the Google, or not the Google, but have you created a business Facebook page yet?
So I think he already has one. He just has to log in it. So I don't have that information yet.
Let me see if I can find it on Facebook. Okay. Yeah, because as long as he has a business Facebook page, you're going to need to add us on as managers, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If he doesn't have a business Facebook page, okay,
mm-hmm.
I need you to create one for him, okay?
Okay.
And then you give us access to it. It's better that you guys create the business Facebook page so that you have the ownership to it. Okay.
Okay. And we just give you guys the login information, correct?
It's not even so much that. We send you the step-by-steps. Like, basically, you're going to go in and just add it, like, give us an invite that we can accept, and it adds us as, like, managers. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Our team's
okay.
Really good at helping with it.
Okay,
I don't see it, so confirm that with him. I'll put in the notes. If he does have it, make sure he logs in and text me the link or email it to me. Okay.
We'll provide
link. I'm going to put yes, and I'm going to put we'll provide link. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the website, does he have a business logo, or does he need us to make one for him?
So that's actually what he's asking me now, if you guys are able to make a logo by any chance.
We can. Yeah, we'll make it for him.
Okay.
I would find out from him, what colors does he want, or what does he want it to look like, so that way they can come up with something, and then you and him can both, approve it, and if he doesn't it, then let us know what to change or whatever.
He actually sent me one. I don't know if you want me to email it to you.
Email it to me. Yeah.
Okay. That's like an example, I guess, that he's showing me, and maybe you guys can perfect it a little bit more.
Yeah. So email it to me, and then I'll let the team know that, listen, this is what he wants, so that way they can go ahead and come up with something, similar to it.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
And then they'll discuss that with you Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then we'll get a domain for that. Okay. All right.
And the website, you guys are able to create it as well, correct?
Yep. And if he has any pictures, email that. Okay?
Okay,
any
perfect.
Photos,
I'll be sending
email.
That as well. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Now, the next thing that I need you to do, if you could look in his emails. Okay?
Yes.
There's one that says initial invoice. There's one that will say, it'll start off with saying, welcome, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
It'll have your mom's name.
I have it.
Do you see it?
Okay, yes, I have it here. Yep.
Okay, so basically what this is the receipt, right? So it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then there's like please note this will be a recurring charge. And then please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes, I see.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through it, okay, just so that you know. And then you can have her sign it, okay? But basically, you'll click on where it says click here, okay? And what it's going to do, it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yeah.
You see that there? Okay.
Yep, I see it.
Do you see where it shows his phone number, the mobile phone? Do you see that?
Let me see.
It's almost at the very bottom. It'll say mobile phone, and it should have his phone number. It'll be almost at the very bottom of that page. You'll probably have to keep scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me go down.
Because I do see mobile phone, but it shows her phone number.
It has your mom's phone number?
Oh,
yeah. Does it say 754-715-5332?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll have them correct it. It shouldn't say her phone number.
Okay.
It should have his. So I'll have them correct it. Now,
okay.
There's these three boxes, right? They're kind of light. But the first box, you guys will click in it because you're saying that you agreed to receive text messages to his phone.
Okay.
The other one says that you agreed that she's the authorized user and signer of the credit card. Basically, it's her name on the card that was provided and that her information is correct. And then in the other box, she'll click that she acknowledges that the payments are every month on the 18th, reoccurring. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now at the bottom, the very, very bottom where it says click here and type your name as seen above, she's going to put her name as it reads there, but no accent marks because the system does not recognize it. So she's just going to put Waldina space Bas space Leyva.
Okay.
And then confirm the signature. Now you will know that it was accepted. Because when it's confirmed, it'll say, it'll take you to a page that'll say username and password. Okay?
Okay.
Now the username and password, okay, I'm going to give it to you. This is going to be for the client dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
So you guys are going to be able to track the results. You do not have to take our word for it. Okay, this is how you're going to know what calls are you receiving, where that they perform the location of the search. Okay?
Okay.
So, the username for the client dashboard is going to be your mom's phone number.
Okay. Okay.
No spaces. 754-715-5332. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, the password, let me get that for you. The password is all lowercase, and it's going to be one word, okay? All
okay.
small letters, no capitals. And that password here is B as in boy.
Okay.
E as in Edward.
Okay.
S like Sam.
Okay.
T like Tom.
One.
S as in Sam.
Okay.
O like Oscar. C like Charlie, I as in igloo, A as in apple, L as in Larry. Best
social. Okay.
Okay.
And that is it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, when is your mom available?
I feel like she would be mostly available today
at least by 6.
Okay.
By 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let her know that I'm going to call at 6 o'clock.
Okay,
just to go over the voice verification with her to make sure that she understands that we're doing the reoccurring payment, you know, on the 18th and the amount that was charged on her card, that I have her notated on the account if she needs to call in and make a change on his behalf or your behalf,
but
that you and him are the primaries on it. Make sure that she does sign those terms and conditions. If you have any issues, let me know and I can help walk you guys through that, okay? So
okay.
Our timeline, when you're going to also start receiving notifications as to what steps we're doing, because we kind of keep you guys in the loop as things are being completed. So within 5 to 7 days, Paulina, the directory submission is going to happen, which means you guys will be listed in the directories and they can also start generating phone calls, okay?
Okay.
However,
okay.
You can also start going in and tracking your results through the client dashboard. I would suggest you start logging in there within 5 to 7 days to kind of see, like, what's being done so far.
Okay.
14 days, the website's going to be created and live, as well as the Facebook ads. Okay? So that's why it's important for us to get the link for Facebook and that you guys add us on as managers.
Okay.
Now, what we always state, and this is written in the terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google – with getting you guys verified, creating the profile, and optimizing it, I will always give the timeline of 60 to 90 days, even when I have seen it happen sooner because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Yes.
Now, we'll keep you guys in the loop. We'll send you notifications when the website's done so you can take a look at it. Let us know if you have any changes. So we keep you aware of what's going on. Now, if you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you reach out to the 877 number to our customer service department.
Okay.
There's one more email that I need you to find, and it's going to say action pictures needed for Google verification.
Action pictures needed. Let me check. Action needed. Okay. I have it here.
Okay. So this is a list of pictures that we need photos of. Now, some of these you're not going to have, and that's okay. You're going to send us the ones that you do have, and these pictures will not appear online. So if you could send us a picture of his LLC or a picture of his EIN, send us a picture of any business cards that he hands out, pictures of work tools, work equipment, work vehicle. If he does invoicing, a picture of that, but not with his client's information on there. So whatever's on that list, send us those pictures. Okay. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can.
Okay, perfect.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you guys and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super, super excited for you guys.
Thank you so much for giving us
the opportunity. So remind your mom that I'm going to call her at 6 o'clock just to, you know, run through her, just to run it over with her, what we're doing, what the amount is, and then just make sure that she does sign the TNCs. But if you have any problems, please call me so I can help you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Sounds really good.
All right. And, Paulina, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting when it's time to call you on Friday for the client interview, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I'm not available, okay, they're not going to wait. They're going to call without me, okay, because they want to get things rolling. All right?
Okay, perfect. All right, so we will talk to you then.
I will talk to you on Friday, and then I'll call your mom at 6, okay?
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.